Welcome to the Making Dough Show podcast. I am your host, Hingham Stanfield, co-founder of Matanga's Pizzeria with six restaurants here in San Antonio, a former electrical and systems engineer, mama of four, and a proud garlicaholic. On this show, we talk about marketing systems, management systems. I get to answer your questions and share about our wild restaurant journey and more. So subscribe to not miss a show. Now let's dive in. It's going to be a flavor-packed episode.
What's happening? I am a little tired from a fabulous day we've had, and I wanted to capture this moment and share some thoughts with you, and hopefully it's of value to you. And so this morning we were on SA Live, which is San Antonio Live, which is a TV segment, and we were able to share, you know, two of our pizzas that we are just releasing, our pothole pizza, where we are using cup and char sausage, hot honey, ricotta cheese, all the things, and another pizza, which is called Big Matt Pizza. My husband's name is Matt, if you don't know already. So we were able to launch those pizzas. We were able to get on the local TV station. And I don't know the results. Maybe we record another episode about the results of getting on a local TV as restaurant. And you should really get on or not. And so I want to share with you some thoughts. First off, have you made an attempt to be on your local TV yet? As a restaurant owner, as a restaurant manager, doesn't matter, you have one location, 10, whatever. Have you attempted? How many attempts you've put in? The reason I'm telling you this is because we've been in business for 9 years, and this is the first year, embarrassingly, we've made this a priority. And you think that it's this hard thing to get on TV. It turns out they're always looking for local businesses to feature. So where are you? Where am I? Are we available? Are we making ourselves available? Are we making any attempts? So this is my first question for you today. How many attempts you've made this year, last month, to get on a local TV station where you get to share about your food, who you are, what you do? That was one. Would love to hear your thoughts. Second, I want to ask you this. Are you ready? So you may be like, you know what? One day, hopefully, we'll be on a local TV segment. Are you ready to be featured? Do you have everything you need to be featured? Are you going to be like me last minute thinking, oh, wait a minute. So this show, like we need to be there at 11, the rehearsal for the show, since it's live, is at noon. You know, the show itself goes live between 1 to 2 p.m. Well, how am I going to keep the food warm? Do we have a tablecloth with our logo on it properly? Do we have, again, all of our stuff together? Do I have dishes, not dishes, like by that, I mean like ramekins and different things where it's going to look good on TV, me presenting and making a dish? Have I thought this whole thing through? If you're not ready for the moment, then you leave it to the last minute, thank you very much, then you're really adding a lot more stress. And the reason it's going to be stressful for you to get on TV is because you weren't ready for it to begin with. So are you ready as you're making attempts, as you're making key connections with your local TV producers and what have you? Are you getting ready, buying ramekins and dishes and stuff? Or maybe a little mini oven, which is what I got to buy yesterday just to make sure the last minute we're able to heat up the food so it will look good on TV. And last but not least, I wanted to tell you, I kind of lost 2 days over this thing, which I was just very nervous to get on TV. And I do record a lot of shows for our restaurants for years now, like making food on video, doing it live. I've done many of those. And making these videos for Making Dough Show has made it possible for me, that has personally benefited me, to be comfortable getting on camera, talking and what have you, be comfortable. However, I'm also an immigrant and I've lived in the U.S. for 16 years, and you probably have noticed it. You know, if you just listen to me a few minutes, you figure out, oh, she's a little off. What is that about? But again, I'm Iranian and I've been in the U.S. for 16 years. English is my third language. So in the back of my mind, I'm always a little bit afraid that I'm going to say something that may not make any sense. Somebody's going to tell me something that I'm not going to catch their joke, and it's going to be awkward. And getting on TV was a thing for me, and I lost 2 days processing it, thinking about it. How am I going to handle this? And I wanted to just remind you and myself, the growth is in the discomfort. When you're going through something that's uncomfortable, that's where growth is. Not in your comfort zone. If you're thinking that people are just going to come to you and you're ready for the moment and you're going to be great on TV when you yourself are not creating media and videos. Are you creating media in your restaurant where your spouse or a staff member is holding a camera? Because if you and I are not practicing, then what are we doing? We're not getting ready for the moment. So even if the moment was to come, we're not able to make the most of it. Do you know what I'm saying? It's okay to get uncomfortable a little bit. Let's grow. Let's fight for our team and put ourselves out there and lead by example for our children. This was an awesome experience for us, and I'm hoping we can do it again and again. Grateful that we were able to do that. Learned a whole lot of things, and for one, I need to be really ready for the next opportunity. I need to have my ducks in a row. I need to have things that are branded. Spend that money a little bit, you know, a few hundred dollars to get a tablecloth with a logo on it, which makes no logical sense. You know, why is it so expensive? Because everything is expensive and your brand is worth it. So spend the money. Don't be too cheap. Thank you very much. And get out there. Get on local TV. Make some attempts. Maybe after the 10th time, you're going to hear back and you're going to get on TV. And hopefully it's going to be worth it. So I'll see this week. Lord willing, we'll see a boost in sales. Let's see if those pothole on Big Mat pizzas sell or not. And that was that. And that was another adventurous day here in the restaurant business. Let me know your thoughts. Have you been on a local TV station? What has been your experience? Have you seen a boost of sales? If you're watching this on YouTube, I would love to hear your thoughts. And if you're on the podcast, be sure to subscribe and maybe leave us a review as well. It would mean the world. And so with that, let's get back to work and make some dough. Thank you. Bye-bye.